A bill that would require renewable energy use by utilities was passed out of the Florida Senate today, but its future remains very much in doubt in the House. SB 1154 would require 15% of energy by 2020 to come from clean energy sources, including nuclear and solar. That's a reduction of the original hope of Governor Charlie Crist to have 20% of Florida's energy coming from renewables by the year 2020. Miami Beach Democrat Dan Gelber supports the bill, but acknowledges the problem some environmentalists have with it, especially with the proposal change from renewable to clean energy sources.
It is clearly a very big step in the right direction, but we should note something. We'll be one of the very first states to not use a renewable portfolio standard and instead use something we call a clean energy standard. The difference is very simply, nuclear is involved in the clean energy standard calculus, and it cannot be involved in the renewable because it is simply not a renewable energy standard. Can't be part of it. It's not a renewable source of energy. So while I support the bill, I do think it is important that we recognize that we are retreating somewhat from the goal of 2020, a 20% renewable portfolio standard by the year 2020.
The bill was sponsored by Jacksonville Republican Senator Jim King. He admits to being disappointed that nuclear power was included in the legislation, but says it never would have passed otherwise.
We looked at leaving nuclear out, but as I told you, and I'll tell the members here, the only way that this bill got the full support of everybody who was involved was the fact that we did involve a little bit of nuclear. So we did it because that's the only way that we're going to get an energy bill.
Senator King has been critical about a lack of passion about the issue in the Florida House and exhorted his colleagues to send a message by fully supporting the environmental legislation.
I want to offer the chamber a challenge. There's a good possibility, that we can have an energy bill, but the only way we're going to get it is to show overwhelming support of it in the Senate, because there's some doubting Thomases over there. I would hope, really hope, that even if you have some second thoughts or whatever, that you'd send this thing on its way to see what we get back, and hopefully Florida will take a giant step towards being less dependent on foreign fuel.